Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with After Day Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, January the 3rd. The grains closed higher with March corn up 4 cents, closing at 379¾. March beans up 5¾ cents, closing at 912¾. And March wheat up 7 cents, closing at 513¾. Beans were strong on continued dryness in Brazil and the fact that most of the trade believes the Chinese have bought about 2 million metric tons of beans since Friday. So we've been a little bit firmer here. Nice rally off the recent lows. They also believe that the dryness in Brazil is continuing. There's all kinds of conflicting talk about the Brazilian weather. Some guys are saying that it's hot and dry and we've lost 6 to 8 million metric tons. Other guys are saying that really haven't seen much reduction, maybe 1 to 2 million. They've had some rains. Some guys say they've had good rains. Other guys say they haven't. It's hard to know who to believe out there. But the market certainly is putting in some kind of premium here. It did look like most of the day here that there was heavy, heavy selling over the soybean market, which tells me that was probably Brazilian hedges on a rally. The talk is that there's a Chinese minister in Washington now for the trade talks. The U.S. delegation will be on its way to China for the Monday meetings. Hopefully we can get something there. There is some talk that the Chinese may lift the tariffs on soybeans. That would certainly be helpful. Again, though, I think it's a matter of do the funds, as they rebalance their major positions, are they coming out of stocks and coming into commodities? Certainly looks like it when you look at gold and silver out here, some of the things that have been historically cheap and not able to rally. And certainly the grains have been historically relatively cheap out here. So the funds aren't going to care what the fundamentals are. They're just going to place the money where they see value and what's cheap historically. And whether it's right or wrong or not, they certainly look like they want to buy some grain out here. So all this is positive for the grain market. We still have the same problems, really a lack of demand until we see the Chinese buying. I'm certainly hoping that the new Congress can get something worked out with the president, though for the time being it seems unlikely. But we need to get these USDA reports on a timely basis. Again, tomorrow they're supposed to announce whether if the government does reopen by a certain date, whether or not next week's reports will be issued or not. So hopefully we can get things resolved and, you know, find out really what's going on out here. Pretty tough to trade blind without knowing what the real story is. Wheat market, again, we don't see any problems around the world weather-wise, but if funds want to buy something cheap, wheat has certainly been cheap. Nice rally here today, Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis. That's all positive. The corn market, if we can close it back over 381 in the March contract, that would certainly look a little bit friendly. So overall, you know, I like the way we've acted here the first 2 days. I think it's relatively important, and I believe we can see some higher prices out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.